This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. A weekly contributor here is financial advisor Ken Mahoney from MahoneyAsset.com. Today, let's talk about tax-free municipal bonds, Ken.
Tax-free municipal bonds, I'm sure you've heard of them by now. Are they good investments, and what are they? So let's start off with, first off, what are they? These are bonds that are issued by, well, municipalities. These are large, non-for-profit entities. Now, in New York, we have, like, the Port Authority, the MTA, Triborough Bridge and Tunnel. These are large entities that take tax dollars or revenues in. And what's really interesting, if you own these bonds as an investor, and you're helping out a project in your state, and you're buying bonds within your state, the interest is deemed to be exempt from taxes, from federal taxes and state taxes. Now, be very specific here. If you're in, let's say, Texas, and you're buying Wyoming bonds, you're going to get the federal tax deduction, but you're not going to get the state deduction. So, you know, be mindful when you're looking at these opportunities for tax-free bonds and these projects that are happening all around you, that the same state that you live in are the bonds, generally speaking, you want to buy, because your exemption will be not only federal taxes, but for state taxes. And some say, well, gee, this is kind of a low return. Most of these tax-free bonds only pay 3.5% or 4%. Right. But if, let's use 4%. But let's say you're in a 25% tax bracket, federal bracket, and you're in another 7% state tax bracket. That's almost a third of your money going away to the taxes. So said another way, if you got 4% return, the tax equivalent yield is almost like 6% return. So a 6% return is pretty decent in this day and age, and not really worried about it. Over the many, many years of municipal bonds, there's been very, very few defaults. Now, when it comes to individual bonds, there are different terms. Now, most bonds go out 20 years or 30 years, and for some investors, that scares people. Now, you could sell those bonds ahead of time, and the price can go up or down, depends on the market. Some bonds get called away, meaning municipalities, they want to refinance, and they'll take your bonds backing at principal and then replace them with other bonds. But what's really nice about these tax-free bonds is not only are they exempt, it's a good source of income. Now, we know the federal government has a $17 trillion deficit. And for most people, what that means is we've learned for a long time or felt for a long time, when we retire, we'll be in a lower tax bracket. Well, that textbook, you know, you need to dust that off, because most likely with a $17 trillion deficit, the Fed's going to keep tax brackets pretty high to continue to pay off the debt. So what does that mean? I believe over time there's going to be a fair amount of demand for tax-free bonds, particularly around tax season. You hear a lot about them and so forth, because it's really the only investment that is available or that is left now in our tax code that you can invest into and be exempt from federal taxes and state taxes. So why we keep on saying, well, gee, well, I'm not Ross Perot, I'm not Bill Gates, I'm not, Warren Buffett, I'm not really in a high tax bracket, why do I need tax-free bonds? Look at these tax brackets. Very quickly, you get into a 25% bracket for federal, plus, let's say, 7% for state. It could happen very quickly. If you're a married couple, anything over $75,000, now again, this is not Ross Perot money or Bill Gates money, this is kind of sometimes almost middle America, $75,000 for a joint tax return puts you in a 25% tax bracket. So when most people think about tax-free bonds, I think the knee-jerk reaction is, oh, that's just for very wealthy and people who have billions of dollars. No. The way the tax brackets are now, you know, we see these opportunities for investors right here. Now, a lot of people put money into a 401k plan, which we highly recommend. A lot of people will have pensions. All of us should have Social Security. Now, the common denominator to those three things, a pension, Social Security, and a 401k, is that when money comes out, it comes out taxable. It is nice to have one bucket, one pot of gold, so to speak, of which money comes out tax-free. And that can help a lot for tax planning down the road. So when you see you need X amount of money, do you take it from your 401k taxable? Or do you take some money from this tax-free account that you set up? So it gives you more options. But also, like I said, during retirement, we're probably going to be in the same tax bracket that we're in right now. If you look at the different investment vehicles that you have, or the different things that you have, most of them will probably be taxable. 401k plans or 403b plans, and take money out, they're taxable. IRAs, the money's taxable. Pensions are taxable. And Social Security is taxable. So that's why tax-free bonds, when it comes to financial planning, having diversification always makes sense. But this takes it to a deeper level. Now you have some type of bucket, some money socked away, which money could come in and be exempt from taxes. Now, if you don't want to pick individual bonds, I know a lot of people don't want to try to pick individual bonds. You could also go to tax-free bond funds in your state. So let's say you live in Minnesota, you could buy the Minnesota tax-free bond fund. And they'll go in and buy 50, 70, 80, 100 different bonds in that state to give you diversification, professional management, and still tax-free income. So for most investors tipping their toes in this world of tax-free bonds, I probably recommend using tax-free bond funds as a way to start learning more about it, letting professional managers buy those individual bonds, but you'll still be earning tax-free income. So for more information about tax-free bonds or tax-free bond funds and how they work, visit our website, MahoneyGPS.com. That's Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, GPS, just like a navigation, .com, MahoneyGPS.com, for more information about tax-free bonds or bond funds. Have a great day.
And with Ken Mahoney, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman. Yesterday, on the final verdict, we learned that the captain of the Italian cruise liner that sunk in 2012 was sent to jail for abandoning ship. Although not a crime here in the United States, there is an offense called seaman's manslaughter. How would that have applied? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
In the U.S., seaman's manslaughter is a felony where a passenger of a ship has died as a result of captain's negligence. For example, miscalculating the boat's speed and crashing into a pier, or operating in an unsafe or irresponsible manner. Although when the captain jumped ship seldom affects the crime of seaman's manslaughter. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. Great way to get out and celebrate. The violence in the old country seems to have escalated ever since America clamped down on the border towns. Not a safe place to ride anymore. Wandering around Baghdad on the border can get you raped, robbed, or killed. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Terrorist threat of an open border led to America's politicians virtually closing the gates. Without some sort of security detail, wandering around Baghdad on the border can get you raped, robbed, or killed, not necessarily in that order. South of the Mexican border, celebrating the 5th of May used to be better and safer.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.